हरे कृष्णा। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयामुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती रुत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। एवरीवन प्लीज सिंग विथ डिवोशन। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंद गोप कुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। हरे कृष्ण। सुप्रभातम टू ऑल ऑफ यू। वेलकम टू आवर मॉर्निंग सेशन। आर द स्कूल्स ओवर नाउ? ओके फॉर द 9th। रेस्ट ऑल आर फ्री। हाउ मेनी डेज मोर? एंड देन
रिजल्ट डे इज ऑन 26th।
ओके एंड देन वेकेशन। Hare Krishna. So all of you are aware this is Chaitra month, right? From the Hindu Samvatsar, Vikram Samvatsar, this is Chaitra month going on. And now we have completed 15 days, what do you call, fortnight of Chaitra, and we are in the second half of Chaitra. So this is a very auspicious month because many things have happened in this month. One thing is that Sri Krishna began his spring Raslila in this month. That is called as Krishna Vasanti Ras. In the Vasanta Ritu, Krishna called gopis on the full moon night and danced. So there are long story. I will just tell you in brief. And when they danced on the auspicious day of full moon of Chaitra Shuddha Paksha, all the gopis shed tears of love, not of ecstasy. And also they, like we call it as sweat in this world, which generally bad smelling and not very enlivening and which is tiring also for us. But when such divine waters come out of the body of the Lord and His devotees, it is very fragrant. It is called as Sved, Divya Sved. And that Divya Sved gel is very fragrant and very enlivening and very intoxicating also at the same time. And that comes out only when there is extreme love, feelings of love and bliss. When that happened, all the waters from the divine bodies of gopis and Krishna, they just gathered and formed a beautiful kund. Anybody knows the name of the kund? That is why I tell you always, you come to Barsana Camp Yatra. Because you go there every time regularly. It's a very beautiful octagonal kunda filled with divine sweat, swedjal of the Lord and His devotees. And the moon god, who had procured some of the nectar, amruta, from Samudra Manthana, he was so inspired to see the divine arrangement. You can imagine, you know, full moon night and gopis are dancing and such ecstasy spreading everywhere. Atmosphere is so surcharging and enchanting and blissful. So all the demigods came in the sky. Everybody came and they were trying to match up with the melody with which they were playing. You know what were the instruments? The instruments were only their ankle bells and bangles and Krishna's flute. That's all they were using. There were no other instruments. And whatever taal, beat, na we call it in English, beat, they wanted to catch up the demigods. And demigods are very expert, you know, there are lokas, Yaksha loka, Kinnar loka, and Gandharva loka, and Kim Purush loka. And there are so many lokas where they are specialized in people who are inborn, highly expert in that particular thing, for example, dance, or singing, or instrument playing, or whatever. All of them were there in the skies, and they were not able to match up with the beat that was produced by the ankle bells and the bangles. And the moon came, enchanted, and he dropped some drops of amruta in that pond. And then Indra came, and he wanted to play drum. And there was a big shila. But all this was happening near Govardhan Mountain. So one of the shilas on the Govardhan Mountain, he used as drum. And he started beating the drum in a melodious way, in his own melodious way. But he still could not match the taal produced by Krishna's gopis, ankle bells and bangles. But still he kept on playing for his satisfaction that he was trying to accompany and trying to assist the beautiful melody. And then Chandra got so inspired that Chandra melted and submerged himself in the water. He became one with the waters. That is why the sarovar is called as, yes, can you say now? Chandra Sarovar. That is why it is called as Chandra Sarovar. So, Chandra Sarovar is a very, very beautiful place. Very beautiful. I always keep dreaming and wishing and praying that I can take all of you one day there to Vrindavan Dham. So, Vasanti Ras began in this month. And it began, mean it continued also all throughout the spring season when there are fresh flowers, freshly fragrant, colorful, beautiful flowers decorating the trees and the atmosphere in the forest and the bodies of gopis and Krishna also with the garlands. Everything is so blissful, charming. New life has begun in the forests and the srishti. So this is spring season in Vrindavan. And so many acharyas describe so many beautiful pastimes of this season. Amazingly, in the same season, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited Sri Vrindavan Dham. In his 48 years of tenure in the material world, distributing the holy name everywhere, he was longing to go to Vrindavan constantly from Jagannath Puri. And every time he wanted to leave, the devotees would say, "No, no, no, now there is holy festival coming, Dola Yatra is coming, do that and go." Then they will say, "Oh, no, no, Rath Yatra is coming, then you can go." Then they will say, "Ram Navami is coming, then you go." Then you say, "Diwali is coming, then you go." Basically, they didn't want him to go. So they wanted to just always find reason how to stop him. But finally, he wanted to go and he left. And what he saw that thousands of people were following him when he was going. So Sanatana Goswami told him that you should not go to Vrindavan like this, you know, with awe and pomp and reverence and everybody is accompanying you and somebody is flying, fanning you and shouting and slogans for you. So you should go in seclusion as a humble hermit. So he took U-turn and went back to Jagannath Puri. But still he told that I want to go. And then one fine day secretly he left with two devotees. And in 1510, year 1510, and this month he reached Vrindavan through the forest of Jharkhand. And while he was traveling from forest of Jharkhand, anybody knows what happened? Which never happened in the past, ever in any incarnations of the Lord, ever. Not even Sri Krishna did such kind of pastime. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met wild animals on the way, like elephants and tigers and lions and fox and rabbits and cows and so many things. They were all inimical animals. And he just said, chant Hare Krishna. Please chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. But they didn't chant like that. We are chanting out of maybe rules and regulations, or maybe out of discipline, or maybe because I have come from Mira Road, traveling 6 kilometers to meet you, so you have to oblige me by responding to me. There may be so many reasons. Or they may be thinking, why should I chant? But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told the animals, they were mad in ecstasy. They were not chanting, they were wailing in love. Tears were flowing from their eyes. An amazing thing happened. When they chanted the holy name, they forgot who they were. That means the elephant forgot that he was an elephant. The tiger forgot that he was a tiger. The rabbit forgot that he was a rabbit. That means they came to a platform of, you are not his body, you are a spirit soul. Instantly Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got them out of bodily consciousness. Immediately they realized, they are not his body. They are spirit soul. They are part and parcel of Krishna. And they eternally are lovers of Krishna. They love Krishna. And they started embracing inimical animals. The elephants were embracing tigers, and lions were embracing other animals who were deers. With so much of love, shedding tears, true genuine love for each other, they were embracing one another and were jumping and dancing. And what happened to the forest? The forest is earth, right? Ultimately it's earth, Mother Earth. Mother Earth was witnessing these pastimes in the deep forest of Jharkhand. She never believed that ever this could happen. I always see only fights and killing and eating flesh and this and that and attacks and chases and all those things. And suddenly she saw that Mahaprabhu Chaitanya is dancing with raised hands, calling the names of the Lord, and every animal is embracing one another. So earth started melting, which is the usual spiritual situations in Vrindavan Dham. Earth and stones are never seen melting with any scientific process of biology, physics or chemistry. Never. You can even mold heat iron and make it molten liquid iron also. Gold also you can do that. But stones are not seen to be melting. But all the stones, including Mother Earth, started melting in ecstasy. Because they were also, Earth also was hearing the holy name chanted with love by the Lord and the animals who have now become pure devotees. So earth started melting and footprints were being created on earth. So even today if you go to Jharkhand, it is there somewhere near Bihar, I think, I don't know. People have gone there and visited. There are still footprints of elephants and tigers and lions and deers and the Lord also there. You know, commemorating the pastime that took place. Such a beautiful pastime. You can finish the pastime in one line. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced and animals danced. Pastime can end there. But this pastime can be described over hours and hours and hours, how they were trying. That is the power of the holy name. If holy name is chanted with enthusiasm, with pure heart and sincerity, it can melt our hearts also. Vasudev Ghosh said, Vasu rahiya paashan diya. He said, I think there is, by mistake, the Creator installed a stone in place of my heart. That is his emotion. That I see the animals are getting melted, their hearts are melted, their tears are flowing out, they are like torrents of rain. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is chanting and the same holy name is given to me and I am chanting, still my heart doesn't melt. That means I am convinced, my diagnosis is correct, that the Creator, while putting hearts in everybody's chest, He put stone there. And even stones have seemed to be melting, but still my stone doesn't melt. What is the misfortune? What kind of misfortune is this? Hare Krishna. So, very deep meditative pastime this is. Very simple pastime, but unbelievable pastime, which only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can do. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's blessings are inconceivable. They cannot be fathomed by any mortal soul. What kind of mercy is available? What to speak of all of us? We are human beings. We have intelligence. We can read scriptures. We can study science. We can study so many things. We do research. We dance. We sing. We make poetry. We make beautiful food items, which animals don't do. Birds don't do. Whatever ready-made available, they have to honor. Birds have to honor ready-made grains, uncooked. Animals have to eat whatever is available. Human beings are the only people who modify the items and then the variety of things are created, you know, unlimited variety. So such a special life with special intelligence to understand who you are, identify yourself, connect yourself to the Supreme Self with relationship of love and experience the ecstasy that we are always longing for. And that facility He always, all time gave to human beings. Whoever met Him, they were mad in ecstasy. There were no sorrow in their life. No more sorrow remained in their life. Simply they danced in ecstasy, in love. And sometimes they danced for months together. So Nityananda Prabhu, when He was a child in His hometown of Ekachakra. Ekachakra is about 8 hours from Mayapur. And there Ganga doesn't flow. So it's called as abandoned land. So there He appeared to show that wherever there is most inauspiciousness, I will go there. And save people. So there one time He was sitting on the tree branch. Like all children do, they just climb in vacations, sit on the tree branch. And suddenly some children came from there. Whatever, they were just coming in flocks. And He just glanced at them from wherever He was. He glanced at them. All children fell down in ecstasy, unconscious. You see the cards that we play? Sometimes we make the car stand like this and make a bungalow. What do you call that? House. Yes, nicely. And then you give one flap to one card and then everybody just falls off one after another. And it's beautiful to see. Sometimes we put it in the line and all the things like this. In the snake form, it falls off. And again we put it, again we give one. So like that all children fell down in a very systematic manner, unconscious. Very picturesly, you know, very beautifully. And then again He glanced upon them and they woke up. And then He came down on the tree branch and started singing the holy name, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And what happened to children? They danced for 90 days continuously. 3 months. With no food, no biscuits, no toffees, no sleep, no milk, nothing.
School was closed.
School was also closed. In fact, school was not closed. The time remained there only. The time did not move. Like when Krishna danced with gopis, you know, time remained technically one night. But in that one night, one Brahma's night, they all danced. That is many billions of years contained in one night of earth. Only Krishna can do that, nobody else can do that. So maybe school was running, but the calendar did not turn. When they finished the dance, the next day turned. Like that. So you can imagine, we can just go on imagining only what must have been the situation of the children. From where the energy came, from where they controlled their sleep and their hunger and their naughtiness, and how they were sold out to the process of chanting of the holy name by the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. This is another stalwart with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And they have given us this gift of the holy name. It is not that we only read the stories and only those children were great children Only those animals were great animals, and you know where we are, you know, we are like this, of Kali Yuga, this and that. So we can't do that. We have duties, we have children, we have students to teach here, we have to come on duty and we have to take exams, and they were not doing all those things. No, by the way, they were doing everything. Everything, because they were also in Kali Yuga only 528 years back, this story is going on. It is not millions of years back. Huh? So the point is that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu distributed the holy name to everybody without discrimination. Patre apatre na dekhila sthane asthan. He did not see the place, whether it is suitable or not. He did not see whether time is suitable or not. He did not see even the people who are suitable or not. He didn't see any qualifications, their birth, their education, their good qualities, bad qualities. Nothing he saw. Simply he gave the holy name. And whoever took the holy name in that fashion, they achieved the highest perfection instantly. Not that so many years of sadhana, then raganuga, and then bhav, and then prem. So it took some time, and then Mahaprabhu came and planted the seed, and after a few months Mahaprabhu went away, and then the love erupted. It's not like that. Instantly. The sinners are the most sinners, chagai and madai. They were so sinful that all over the world, whatever the population of people is, and whatever at their best capacity, they can perform sinful activities at their best capacity, and the best enthusiasm. That they were doing on one day. What everybody could do, all their life together, with all the energy of enthusiasm, they would do in one day. And Yamraj, you know, oh fellow, everybody is scared of him. They don't want to see Yamraj's face, neither his assistant's face. They were working overtime. Their storehouses were filled with records of Jagai and Madai. You know, you have to also keep record. Police officer is not supposed to only give punishment to you. They have to give also records ki kitna dena hai kisko. They can't just give, you know, whatever they feel like. Aaj achha mood hai to achha de do. Kal neend aa rahi hai to mat do. Aisa nahi hota. They have to keep proper records, and proportionately as per dharma, the law, they have to give punishment. So huge work. And all of them were so exhausted that their all storehouses were filled with records, and then they had to dig holes in Yamloka, in the ground, to dump their records. And still there were so many every day, and there are so many staffs were there, but two of them were keeping them fully busy in recording their sins. And they were like giving up, you know, they were saying, "Bas abhi, we are going on leave, indefinite leave." Yamraj was very severely intrigued. What to do? How to handle the situation? All of my staff is completely exhausted. And suddenly the news came that Jagai and Madai became pure devotees. Yamraj couldn't believe. How this is possible? He was only debating how I should now make a plan to execute the reactions of the sins that they have done, and how do I punish them, and how many lifetimes. It's a big, huge plan, you know. Because one lifetime of sinful activity will yield many lifetimes of reactionary lifetimes of suffering. Not one. You don't think that I do whatever I do next lifetime, it will be covered and then I have to go next lifetime. No. Sometimes one lifetime of sinful activities will make us go through many lifetimes of many varieties of lives in many other places, different places, and still it will not be over. But there are good qualities, the bad qualities, both things are there to be rewarded and punished. You can see Yamraj is, he's not only having two people in the world, no? There are also others. So it was very, very difficult for him to manage. He was simply frustrated. And then suddenly news came, he just couldn't believe it. And then he heard that all the demigods are going to the earth to see the miracle. And what was the miracle? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just embraced them. That's all. He didn't give a lecture, and then he asked them to take bath, and then he initiated, and then he gave them prasad, and he sprinkled Radha Kund jal on them, and then so many mantras he chanted, and then finally he said, "Now you fall flat on the ground and you cry," and then they cried. It's not like that. They were filled with unlimited, unbelievable sins, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "I will relieve you of all your sins, only on one condition, that you will not do it again." Simple, no? It is such a simple condition actually. You just stop doing it, that's all. And they said yes, because they were completely enamored by the power and mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Power because he raised chakra to kill one of them. And the other one was completely fearful that, okay, our end has come closer. So both of them fell down. And Mahaprabhu embraced them instantly. There was not a procedure that few days it will take, few months it will take for you to wash off your sins and afterwards you'll chant Hare Krishna and follow four regularity principles and you read scriptures and you eat food offered to Krishna only and then you follow Guru's order and after 6 months then something will happen to you and then you'll start being ecstatic. All these things what I told you which could take years and years, lifetimes together, all this was clubbed into one moment when Mahaprabhu embraced them. And as soon as he embraced them, instantly tears of ecstasy and love started pouring from their eyes like torrents of rain. And they were dancing in ecstasy, crying out the holy name. That kind of mercy. Instant mercy. Nobody could believe that. So all demigods headed by Brahma left their abodes to witness this. They could have sat there hearing this and be happy. No, they wanted to go and witness. How this is possible? It's impossible to believe. I want to go and witness this event which is never heard in the whole creation in my tenure. So everybody was going. So Maharaj also left. You know, he has a vehicle called, what is it called? Male buffalo. What do you call it in English?
Bull.
No, bull is a cow's husband.
Bison.
Huh? Bison. Marathi mein kehte reda. Bhaisa, bhaisa bolte usko Hindi mein. So he was so eager that he rode on it and drove it so fast that that male buffalo started foaming at the mouth within few moments. He was like unable to catch up with the speed that his master wanted. So he fainted on the way. And by that way many aeroplanes were going, you know, Kartikeya was going on peacock and Brahma was going on Rajhamsa and Ganesha was going on the rat and everybody was going on their own vehicles and you can imagine in the skies there were so divine celestial aeroplanes were flying and by the time this fellow fainted, Rajahamsa was flying close by. Brahma said, come on, come on, I'll give you a lift. So Yamaraj was lifted by Brahmaji and they were not just sitting quietly and traveling like this. Yes, the excitement is there. Where they are going to go is something which is more exciting. So they were all discussing about it. How it happened and when it happened and exactly what happened, you know, and how. You can see, na? So Brahma started explaining to him exactly what happened. And Yamra just couldn't believe it. That this can happen. So he fainted on Rajahamsa. Without, you know, believing whatever he was hearing. And he was unconscious only. And by the time, long time they travelled, he was unconscious and they came up to certain distance, like, you know, aerial view. And they halted there in the skies. And then Brahma woke up. Yama, Yama, please wake up. See the miracle in front of your eyes. And he saw all the demigods in the skies in their aeroplanes. And they were watching. Those sinful people, Jagai and Madai, were dancing in ecstasy, embracing devotees, shedding tears of love, completely purified. And what was happening? And all the sins, what they had gathered was accepted by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his body and his golden effulgent beautiful body had turned black and while the kirtan was going on his body was getting free from that black color slowly 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 and finally again he became effulgent and golden. So you can see the miraculous situation happening there actually dancing in ecstasy with love with complete effulgence with no sinful affliction on them. All that was transferred to Mahaprabhu and Mahaprabhu said, now you do Kirtan. And when Kirtan was going on, along with many devotees and instruments and these two, Jagai Madai were dancing. And then Mahaprabhu also was slowly, slowly shedding off his black color and becoming effulgent again. And then everybody was convinced that this is a fact. It's not just a rumor. It's a fact and Mahaprabhu has delivered. And then Mahaprabhu said, anybody, this is very carefully here, please. Anybody will offend any devotees of Krishna here onwards. These sins which have left my body and gone in the space will enter in the hearts of those people. So knowingly or unknowingly, we should never offend those devotees who chant the holy name. It's not that okay, now I have to become very proud, now I chant the holy name, so beware of offending me. It's not like that. Dare you offend. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, those things are waiting for you on the sky. It's not like that. It is for our own benefit. So two things Mahaprabhu said, in fact two things he awarded us. One is the holy name, and second is that serving the devotees. To be positive side, he said two things will bring anybody back to me in the kingdom of Godhead, is to serve the devotees and please them. That means pleasingly serving devotee of the Lord and chant the holy name. And the corollary of the second is not to offend devotees. So he said if a human being is simply chants the holy name with sincere heart, with no qualification, you don't have to be educated from high birth or from good family or good country or whatever good background or pious or nothing, you have to be. You just simply chant the holy name with faith and sincerity and take care that you don't offend any devotees. The devotee may be chanting Harinam since yesterday, or maybe for ages, or maybe for millions of lifetimes. Whatever he is, if he is chanting the holy name, is very dear to the Lord. Lord doesn't see that who is junior, who is senior. Because Lord knows everybody's history exactly, who is what. For you it may be, oh, he came yesterday, after I became devotee 30 years back, yesterday he just started chanting Hare Krishna. But soon enough, when you go to Golok Vrindavan, you will find him over there, much before you. And you may be wondering in your mind, how he is there? I saw him struggling and I preached him and I guided him and he was tottering and falling and, you know, it was so difficult for him to follow and I was ably guiding him. And how is he there? And then, oh, he also is there. Oh, how is he there? He was so, such a sinful person. We had abandoned him from the community one time, for some time. And then he also is there and she also is there. How come? Then the commander-in-chief will come and tell you in the ears. You look very surprised. He said, yeah, I am wondering how these all people are here. So he said, I have a message for you. That everybody is asking the same question, how come you are here? This is like a joke, but it has great deep message inside, you know. The message is that we can't judge anybody, who is who. Nobody can say who is who. From our external understanding, it may be a variety of things. Junior, senior, this, that, advanced, neophyte, so many classifications we have. But see, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has absolute understanding of everything. Whoever chants his name with love, his mercy will come upon him. Whether he is a junior, senior, man, woman, animal, even animal, what to speak of human beings. Animals are able to chant, you know, even Nyaneshwar Maharaj also made the Reda, the same male buffalo, chant Vedas. Huh? It's the power of a pure devotee. So when will that day come when animal like me also will chant the holy name with great love and shed tears of love? Because that is the special gift of this Kali Yuga. No other Yuga can bestow upon you. And out of 1,000 Kali Yugas, this is the only Kali Yuga which has the benediction. Because the previous 999 Kali Yugas, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does not take birth. It is not that every Kali Yuga he takes birth. Out of 1,000 Kali Yugas, only on the last one, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes. And the before Dwapar Yuga, the previous Dwapar Yuga of this last one, that means the 1,000th Dwapar Yuga, Sri Krishna comes as Sri Krishna and performs his Leela. And you and me are shareholders of that Kali Yuga, where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has just appeared 528 years ago. Gaurabdha 528 is the calculation. 529th year is going on now, because this we celebrated Gaur Purnima of 528 number. If Mahaprabhu would have been there, he would be 528 years old. So this is the only Kali Yuga, and we are participants, shareholders of this time of Kali Yuga. And we have fortunately got human body, so we have human time in this very fortunate, blessed Kali Yuga. And what is the benediction of this part. Anybody who takes the holy name, he will be delivered. This is called golden yuga of Kali Yuga, golden era of this Kali Yuga. 10,000 years from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's birth, whoever he is, from whatever background, if he takes up the process of chanting the holy name, may not be only in ISKCON. Please also understand that. We are not trying telling you because we are ISKCON, we are in Hare Krishna movement, so only those who take participation in our movement, they will only get benefit. Whoever, from whichever country, caste, creed, race, language, nationality, whoever will chant the holy name of the Lord, of the Supreme Lord, he will develop love and he will go back to the kingdom of God. There was one devotee called Vasudev Datta. He was supposed to be incarnation of Prahlad. Amazing thing. I'll tell you, Mahaprabhu Chaitanya's stories are simply amazing. How each and every pastime is so special and so much kind and benevolent on the humanity. So he was from Mamagachi. Mamagachi is one of the places in Mayapur, Navadvip, you know. So Mahaprabhu went there and Vasudev was crying. He said, "Vasudev, why are you crying?" He said, "I cannot see the sufferings of the people in the world. Because they commit activities, karma, and they have reactions and they have to suffer for that. Happiness is insignificant from good karmas, but suffering is very large in quantity compared to the happiness that they receive. It's insignificant and they simply are suffering, suffering and suffering because of foolishly committing sinful activities in forgetfulness of the Lord. So what do you want?" He said, "I want everyone to go back home in your house in kingdom of Godhead. Hare Krishna. I want all of them, all living entities, whoever is now existing in the world, animals, insects, reptiles, aquatics, trees, animals, birds, whoever is there, I want every living entity to instantly go back home, back to Godhead. And I will suffer for their reactions or whatever punya, papa, whatever, everything brings you back, by the way. Papa and punya both bring you back to enjoy and suffer. Don't think punya when you do go back to Godhead. Punya also brings you back. You have to do something which is not punya, not papa. Only a karma, service to the Lord. So he said, "I want to suffer for all of their sinful activities or enjoyment, whatever, punya, for eternity in hell. But please deliver them." And he was not just writing a poetical line to print in magazine and get golden award for that. He was actually feeling like that. Genuinely he was thinking that, "I must do this. And I cannot..." It was so much painful for him to see everybody suffering that he said, "I will rather suffer and make them go back to God." So just lately I learned very amazing thing from Bhakti Charu Maharaj's lecture. That is, at the same time when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was on this earth, Columbus was inventing America. Coincidentally, he travelled towards going to India and he happened to bump in a land which was not India. He thought it is India, but it was something else. And he established over there. So isn't it that he also got delivered? Because Mahaprabhu told Vasudev Datta that, "My heart is melting looking at your compassion. So just because you are desiring it, you will not have to suffer because you said like that. To fulfill your desire, I will send everybody back to Godhead, back to my abode. And you also will be along with that. You don't have to go. That means I will forgive everybody of all their sinful activities and you don't have to suffer for their reaction just because you said that." So incidentally, Columbus and all the people who were Red Indians and West Indians and everybody, wherever everybody existed, in all the other kingdoms of the earth, everybody went back to Godhead at the end of their life, of course, not instantly, by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we are all participants of that same era. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did all these miraculous activities. And do not think that the miracles existed only when he was there. When he went, everything went with back to him and now we are back to square one. It's not like that. He has kept his legacy behind. He said, "I am going But 10,000 years from now, that means how many years? Which is the year number? 1486 plus 10,000. Kitna hota hai? Calculate immediately. Sir. 11486. 11,486. Till this year in Kali Yuga, now it is 2014. Till this year in Kali Yuga, it is 9,000 plus so many years are there. Till this year, whoever will chant the holy name will go back to home, back to Godhead. Because it was said that, we were discussing one time with Jananivas Prabhu in Mayapur, when Kirtida Mataji was visiting, last visit of hers in September 2013. So she was asking, will it be possible to go back to Godhead? So he answered that very few people are interested in going back to Godhead. There's not much rush there. Lots of space is still there. Train is not full. Only few passengers are there. So you'll always get a ticket. He said, because there are very few people interested in going back to Godhead, the Lord will have to take those few, back to Godhead. So if you are desiring to go back to Godhead, you are amongst those very chosen few. So you will be definitely going back to Godhead, simply not because of your qualification, by the sincerity of your desire. So what is the harm in desiring? That is free of charge. Nobody is charging you to desire. Anybody is charging you to desire? You want to eat rasgulla now. Are you charged for that desire? No. When you eat rasgulla, you are charged for that. But when you desire, there is no problem about that. Srila Prabhupada was sitting on the bench of Tompkins Square Park, I think, or some other park. An old man was sitting next to him. And Prabhupada just arrived in America. He had no money, he had no place to stay, he had nothing. And you can imagine how depressed he must be. That we can imagine, of course, but he was not. And the old man was inquiring, how old people inquire, how is your sugar level, is your BP all right, how is your joints, how your back is hurting to you or not. Did you go to doctor yesterday? Did you take ECG yesterday? Oh, doctor said this, what medicines he gave you? He gave me same medicines. This is what you discuss, you hear when you go in the morning walk, when old people are sitting and sharing a tea in the garden and the walkway. Commonly you can hear this. Huh? Don't think you will not be in that situation. All of us will be going very slowly in that situation. But Prabhupada said there are hundreds of temples, there are thousands of disciples, and there are millions of books distributed. Only time is separating us from that. So if you were there next to him, the third person on the bench, you would have felt this man who is hearing and this man is speaking, both are idiots. Fool number one. They don't know what they are speaking. They are just talking something most irrelevant, illogical situation. You know, it's just a dream. And it's good to have dreams in old age. Anyway, nothing there is most enjoying in old age. So good to have such nice dreams and be happy for some time, at least in dreamy conditions. But Srila Prabhupada just made all this possible. Now there are hundreds of temples. There are 650 centers in the world of Hare Krishna. Full-fledged, active, lively centers. And there are thousands of disciples he made, and there are now millions of people who are Hare Krishna devotees. And there are crores of books have been distributed. They are coming up with research now. Exactly how many books up till now are distributed with the message of the holy name of the Lord. So all the dreams were fulfilled by Sri Krishna. He just stood at the Bharatiya Vidya Bhavan, you know, where he gave Bhagavad Gita class there. It was a center of education, now also it is. He was getting down from their steps and he just raised his stick and pointed towards 7 km Munshi Marg and said there should be a Hare Krishna temple here. And today is the most vibrant of the whole world's ISKCON temples is existing over there. So what is the message in this? Do not be miserly in desiring. Of course, don't desire materially for your material gains, because all those material gains may be also given to you by your desiring, but they will be all temporary. They will be finished in the course of time. So don't be foolish in asking something which is temporary, perishing with time. Desire something in the pathway back to Godhead for Sri Krishna, for yourself, spiritually. You can desire to go back to Godhead. You can desire to develop taste for the holy name in this lifetime. That is what this lifetime is meant for. Not to desire, you know, good family, good money and good house and good cars and good facilities and good farmhouse somewhere in the forest near Panchet or near Lunavala. That may be there, may not be there, but all those things will remain here only. But you will find yourself in kingdom of Godhead if you desire now. Desiring is the beginning of any process. Today all of you are sitting here because you desired to be a teacher one time, and then you desired to work in Gopal's garden, and then you did something specialized and you are here today. And maybe today also you are here because you wanted to hear something about Krishna. Everything begins from desire. And then you act on your desire. And then the Lord blissfully arranges for that desire to be fulfilled, and you get the result and the experience of that. And similar process is applicable also to the desire of going back to Godhead. You have to cultivate that desire while living in this material world. Jesus Christ said, you be in the world, but don't be of the world. You live in the world as a guest, not like as a permanent resident. When you go to UK with 3 months visa, you don't plan to buy a house and big furniture there, and you know, don't leave after 3 months. So you just go, always you are in the bags only. Wherever you go, you living in the bags only. Right? And you come back and then you open your bag and you come to your home. So this is not a permanent place. This is a place only for temporary period of time. Allotted visa is there already. Nobody can, that other visas you can extend by manipulation by few days or few weeks, or some procedure is always there to extend. But here the visa is stamped once for all. When time comes, not even one moment extra will be given to you. So why to aise jagah pe dil ko lagana hai? Yahan par permanent rehna hi nahi. Isliye while you are here, start desiring for the home that we are belonging to. We come from that home of love. Ek gana gao ke Hindi wala. Jahan gham bhi na ho, aansu bhi na ho, bas pyar hi pyar pale, ek aise gagan ke tale. All of us are actually dreaming like that. But we dream, unfortunately, that world, in this world only. ऐसी कोई जगह होगी क्या किधर सहारा डेजर्ट में होगी, या शायद किधर आल्प्स पर्वत में होगी, किधर किधर उधर होगी नायगरा फॉल्स के उस साइड पे? ऐसे कोई जगह होगी जहाँ पर बहुत प्रेम होगा, कोई गम नहीं होगा, आंसू नहीं होंगे, कोई दुख नहीं होगा, कोई दर्द नहीं होगा? यू ऑल ड्रीमिंग लाइक दैट, यू नो. विल देयर बी अ फैमिली विच इज़ फुल ऑफ लव एंड हैप्पीनेस? विल देयर बी ऑलवेज फ्रेग्रेंस एंड नो बैड स्मेल? विल देयर बी एनी प्लेस वेयर देयर इज नो गटर्स एंड नो ड्रेनेज सिस्टम? And will there be any body which is fragrant, and we don't have to take bath, and no. Will there be a place where we can remain young always, and the time will stand still at one time, one place, and we all will be same, and there will be always tasty foods, and will there be a capacity to enjoy millions of times more than what I have now, of those things what I want to enjoy? This is not a imagination based on false understanding. This is all true because you have all experienced that sometime in the history of time when you were with God. All this was existent, which we left and we came here. Actually, we have. Otherwise, why would you think, oh my God, I just took bath, you know, again I'm smelling bad in 2 hours. I wish I had a body which would always emit fragrance, you know. Oh, I just washed my hair, but it's still smelling bad. So we always dream that, let there be a situation where there should be no fragrant soaps, no fragrant shampoos, nothing, only my body will be emanating. I told you just now in the beginning of my class, when gopis dance with Krishna, such kind of liquid came out of their body, was giving fragrance to koshas and kroshas of miles. Everybody was fragrant, and plus different fragrances from everybody. Like every flower has different fragrance. Like every body in Golok Vrindavan with Krishna has different fragrance, beautiful different fragrance. And there's a combination of all fragrances that you experience when you are with everybody. Plus there are flowers, plus there are twines and twigs and fruits, everybody is there. You can imagine a situation like that. Why are we rotting over here in this material world? Trying to find and suck happiness where it is not there actually. It's like a child sucking an empty bottle of milk, you know. He's sucking and sucking and sucking. The same nipple is there, but the milk is not coming. It's already over. Because all these things are existing. They exist. So my beginning point was, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Vrindavan in these 2 months, Chaitra and Vaishak. And he danced and danced and danced, and everybody in Vrindavan realized that the same Lord Krishna who left us couple of thousands of years back, he has come back. Everybody realized this is the same Krishna who came back in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dancing in ecstasy. In Nandagaon, when he was conversing with the deity of Yashoda and Krishna, the devotees in Nandagaon realized such kind of discussion, dialogues, such intimacy, nobody can have except Krishna. The way he was talking to Yashoda's deity, he has to be Krishna only. And they celebrated, and he also kind of, by dancing, accepted that he was that. And everywhere else he went to Jamuna, he went to Akrur Ghat, he went to Govardhan, he went to Kamevan, he went to every place he went, he danced in ecstasy, he revealed Radhakund and Shyamakund in this period of time, gave back to the world Radhakund and Shyamakund with full glory, ordered his devotee to excavate and renovate and make it beautiful. And then there was so much ecstasy that everybody just felt he should come to our house for lunch. And you know, there were so many demands. There are only three possibilities in a day: breakfast, lunch and dinner. And there were tens and tens of requests were coming, and the servant Balabhadra Bhattacharya had great difficulty in managing number of requests and fulfilling the requests. They were all cursing him because he had to say no to more people than yes to very less people. Very few people happy that Mahaprabhu is going to their house, and many large number of people were very unhappy. So he told Mahaprabhu that, please, now we should leave Vrindavan and go back home. Just before going back from Vrindavan, 2 months, no, not 2 months, 2 weeks, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had a seminar on the holy name at Imlitala, on the banks of Jamuna. And he taught all the Brijvasis the science of chanting the holy name. And the Brijvasis attended that. In between the classes were going on, somebody spread a rumor, oh, Krishna has appeared in the river Yamuna. In the night time, he is dancing on the hoods of Kaliya. So some devotees, Brijvasis, you know, simple innocent guys, they were leaving the class and wanted to go and see the miraculous scene. So Mahaprabhu was very upset. He said, you should not go. And finally it was proved that there was a fisherman who was fishing in the night with lantern in the hand. So they thought the fisherman is Krishna, and the lantern wala jo tha, wo, it's a jewel on the hoods of Kaliya. And the boat was Kaliya. So Mahaprabhu said, this is how the illusion is there, always tempting us to wrong things. And then he left Vrindavan, and on the way to Vrindavan, back to wherever Jagannath Puri was going, a very amazing thing happened, which many of you must have not heard, that Mahaprabhu used to chant and dance in ecstasy, fall unconscious for a long time. And there were two servants, Balabhadra Bhattacharya and another one, and two had joined him. So four of them were there, were escorting him out of Vrindavan. And he was on the road, unconscious for a long time, and suddenly Pathans came, soldiers with weapons, you know. And then they wanted to loot this golden effulgent man of his jewelry. So they had to have some reason, no? So they attacked, and they said, you guys have poisoned him to loot him. We want to arrest you. So they were like scared, you know, like, they know Mahaprabhu is ecstasy, unconscious. How they could explain Pathans that he is in ecstasy? You can't explain everything, everybody, right? So then they were arguing and they were scared, and one was Rajput in that. He said, ki, I will fight off with all of you if you do anything. Because he was a Kshatriya. And by the time this heated discussion took place, Mahaprabhu woke up from the ecstasy. And he said, yes, I have a disease of epilepsy. I do fall unconscious sometimes in the way, so please don't misunderstand. So everything was resolved. And by the way, why all this happened, the chief of that Pathan team of 50 people were there. The chief, he was also a priestly person, also the chief of those army. He came there, and right when he came there, Mahaprabhu woke up and he told them that I had a disease. So everything was settled. By the way, the chief of that person, Pathan, old man, was very attracted to the beautiful form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So they all sat down there. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu preached them the science of the holy name, and all 50 with the chief became disciples of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Amazing story, right? So Mahaprabhu, wherever he went, by the way, or main road, or by the way, he went there, by the way, went here, everywhere he gave the holy name, the same holy name that you and me have received and been introduced to, the same holy name. The same effect also can be expected if we simply chant sincerely. So the time is getting up. I have to go and give prayers in the hospital. But many more things happened in this month. One of them is Krishna Vasanti Ras. One of them is Balaram came in these 2 months to Vrindavan to console the Brijvasis. And he had his Rasleela in these months with his gopis in Vrindavan. In this month also, Sri Ramchandra Bhagwan appeared on the 9th auspicious day of the first fortnight. And on the 15th auspicious day of the first fortnight, Sri Hanumanji appeared on this earth to perform his pastimes. And he is still existing. Wherever there is Ram Leela going on, being narrated, Hanumanji comes to bless us by his divine association, invisibly. Shamananda Prabhu also appeared in this month, Shamananda Pandit. And Krishna's flute also incarnated on 15th day, Purnima, as Vamsi Badan Thakur, who lived in the house of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Navadvip and served Jagannath Mishra, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sachi Mata and Vishnu Priya Devi. And long after that also he served the deity of Sachi Mata, the deity of Vishnu Priya, Dhameshwar Gauranga, even after she left, till his life ended. Many beautiful stories of those great devotees. So, thank you very much. Some other times I'll come and tell you Hanumanji's pastimes. If next week time permits, I'll tell you beautiful pastimes of Lord Hanuman. Again, the same thing. Hanumanji did what? Ram Naam. Wherever Ram Naam is there, Hanumanji is there, and love is there. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So by the inconceivable arrangement of the Lord, you are working in Gopal's garden, I am working in Bhaktivedanta Hospital, and many more fortunate souls are working in Basanaya Hospital, and Vrindavan Hospice, and P.V. Doshi Hospital, and Radha Gopinath Temple, and Vada, and so many ISKCON temples. This is an opportunity because of some unknown pious activities we have been connected over here. Reason is to teach here and have a job and to earn livelihood. But the inner purpose of the Lord is to introduce you to the divine mission of the chanting of the holy names. You may like it or not like it, but this is the plan of the Lord to somehow expose you and give you the taste and the knowledge and introduction to the process of the chanting of the holy name. Simply by doing which, all of us can break the pangs of sufferings over here and be eligible to enter the kingdom of God. That is the fortune. So do not lose this opportunity. Time will take you to maybe unknown places tomorrow. Who knows? Our destiny will be some other places, and there the opportunity may not be there on duty. Where you have heard on duty, people are doing satsang on duty with full payment. Staff members are sitting and hearing the glories of the Lord. People are exploiting you not of 8 hours, but number of hours after duty hours also fully exploited, free of charge from you in today's corporate companies. People are frustrated simply because of the salary that they receive. They are working, they can't meet their children, they can't meet their wife, they can't meet their mother, father and relatives, because they leave home at 6 o'clock and come back at 11:30, go to just crash their bodies on the bed in the night and get up in the morning, again go. And Saturday also unpaid full-time working is there. And Sunday they are so tired, their children are all up and the father is dead tired because he has to cope up with his stress for last 6 days. This is the life of most of the people today. So what to speak of on duty, chanting the holy name, they will kill you if you can ever think of conceiving this idea. On duty, so much of business will be lost, so much of returns will be not there, so much of sales will be lost if we do 1 hour of satsang on duty. This is a stupid activity on any corporate management can plan. But this is our happiness to do such activities. So that our goal is not to just have a school and run it in a professional, materialistic way. Our goal is to engage everybody and introduce everybody to the holy name, to the procedure for which our acharyas have given their life. So, yena kena prakarena mana krishna neveshet. Whichever way, if it is possible to engage or introduce anybody to the holy name of the Lord, our life and their life will be successful. So we have to make a conducive, favorable arrangement by which everybody can happily take up the holy name of the Lord and make their life successful. It is in your interest, it is in my interest, this is being done. The first beneficiary is me, then others. Whatever I do, the first benefits come to me. Then it is spread over everybody else. So why not accept such a beautiful gift from the Lord? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Thank you very much. I'll try. Next Thursday is the auspicious day of elections. So I will still try to come.